All right, we're back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Corns. We've got another hour of fine mainstream jazz ahead of us, so we hope you'll stick around. We're going to continue to highlight the tenor sax work, our artistry of Vite Quebec, and this is from his Blue Note album that was cut in 1961. Ike, of course, on tenor sax, backed up by Freddie Roach on organ, Judge Milt Hinton on bass, Al Harewood on drums. This is a great ballad, Willow Weep for Me.
Thank you.
beautiful ballad rendition of an old standard, "Will a Weep for Me," done by our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Ike Quebec, on tenor sax from his Blue Note album, "It Might as Well Be Spring," and tastefully accompanied by Freddie Roach on organ, the Judge Milt Hinton on bass, and Al Harrywood on drums. That was cut in December of 61 on the Blue Note label.
Well, let's keep things mellow. Let's listen to Errol Garner from an LP entitled Contrast on the Amarcy label. In addition to Errol on piano, we'll hear from Wyatt Ruther on bass, Fats Hurd on drums, and Candido Camaro on percussion. And this is a Rube Bloom Ted Kohler tune entitled Don't Worry About Me.
Thank you.
was Don't Worry About Me, featuring Al Garner on piano, Wyatt Ruther on bass, Fats Hurd on drums, and Candido Camaro on percussion, from an LP entitled Contrast, released on the Amarcy label in 1954.
Now we're going to dig into the Cole Porter songbook with It's All Right With Me. This is from Ike Quebec's album on the Blue Note label, Blue and Sentimental. Ike's backed up by Grant Green on guitar, Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. And this was cut on the Blue Note label in about 1961. It's All Right With Me, Cole Porter. Porter's great standard, It's All Right With Me, done up by our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Ike Quebec, from his Blue Note album, Blue and Sentimental, tastefully accompanied by Grant Green there on guitar, Paul Chambers on bass, nice drum solo there by Philly Joe Jones, that was cut in about 1961 on the Blue Note label.
Well, next we'll hear from the Fletcher Henderson All-Stars from a Jazztone LP entitled The Big Reunion. The group is obviously made up mostly of former members of the Fletcher Henderson Band. And it's about a 16-piece group directed by Rex Stewart. For solos, we'll hear Rex on trumpet, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, Al Casey on guitar, Red Richards on piano, and the rhythm section is rounded out by Bill Pemberton on bass and Jimmy Crawford on drums. The tune is a Victor Young, Ned Washington, Joe Young tune entitled 100 Years From Today. Mm-hmm. 100 Years from Today by the Fletcher Henderson All-Stars, featuring Rex Stewart on trumpet, Al Casey on guitar, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, Red Richards on piano, and backed by Bill Pemberton on bass and Jimmy Crawford on drums, from a much-played jazz tone album released in 1958.
Okay, we're going to turn now to a sextet setting again for our Spotlight Artist of the Week, tenor sax man Ike Quebec, from his Blue Note album, Easy Living. And along with Ike on tenor sax, we've got Stanley Turrentine on tenor sax, Benny Green on trombone, Sonny Clark on piano, Mill Hinton on bass, The Judge, Art Blakey on drums, who is leading the Jazz Messengers at this time. This is a little thing written by Benny Green, the trombone player, on this particular track called Bee Gees Groove 2.
Thank you.
That was a neat little swinger written by the trombone player in that particular aggregation, Benny Green. And this is from Ike Quebec's album on Easy Living on a Blue Note label with, of course, Ike on tenor sax, Stanley Turrentine on tenor sax, the composer Benny Green on trombone, Sonny Clark on piano.
Well, next we'll hear from the Modern Jazz Quartet from an LP entitled Fontessa on the Atlantic label. Features the classic quartet, John Lewis on piano, Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. It's a tune written by Milt Jackson entitled Bluesology. Thank you. was Bluesology, a tune written by Milt Jackson for the Modern Jazz Quartet, featuring Milt on vibes, John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay on drums, from a Atlantic album released in 1956 entitled Fontessa.
I'm going to do something by I Quebec. This is a nice medium blues. We haven't done a straight-ahead medium blues tonight. With I Quebec, our highlight artist on tenor sax. This is written by the organ player on this track, Freddie Roach. Milt Hinton the Judge on bass, Al Hayward on drums. It's called Blues for Ike. Thank you. Our featured artist of the week, tenor sax man Ike Beck, from his Blue Note album Heavy Soul, doing a little thing written by the organ player on that particular track, Freddie Roach, called Blues for Ike. And we also had the Judge Milt Hinton there on bass and Al Harewood on drums.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by Jerry Mulligan. It's from a Verve LP entitled Jerry Mulligan and the Concert Jazz Band at the Village Vanguard. This is a heavily arranged piece, so there's not much solo work. We will hear from Bob Brookmeyer on muted trombone and Nick Travis on trumpet. The tune was written by Al Cohn with tongue planted firmly in cheek. It's entitled Lady Chatterley's Mother.
I love that. Cohn had a great sense of humor.
Thank you.
Lady Chatterley's Mother, a tune written by Al Cohn and featuring the Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band at the Village Vanguard Live, I guess. You heard solos by Bob Brookmeyer on muted trombone, and if you were around in the first hour, you heard him play the piano on a number, so it gives you a little bit of a view of his talent. Also, Nick Travis on trumpet soloed, and Mulligan managed to get a few licks in on baritone sax. That was from a Verve LP released in 1960.
Well, this is your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. You've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night. We hope you come back and visit us next Sunday night from 8 to 10. We're going to close it out with Ike Quebec doing an old blues written by Ma Rainey called C.C. Rider.